Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Kerry McCreary, veterinarian and co-owner of Greenville Animal Hospital. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning.
Saw an interesting article recently about pets and elderly people. And it's remarkable how much good pets can do, or not necessarily pets, but dogs and cats in a variety of situations, how much good they can do for older people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And both in terms of the of senior citizens owning their own pets, but also reading about the good that that bringing dogs and cats into senior citizens' homes, nursing homes, how much good that does.
Yeah, exactly. I used to take one of my dogs to a nursing home to visit and stuff like that. And it was fun for everybody. Fun for me, fun for my dog, because he got a lot of treats and love. And so that's always fun.
And so the pets enjoy it, the dogs and cats, or at least the dogs probably, enjoy it as well.
Yeah, you just have to have the right animal. I mean, I have a cat that would probably love it too, to be a greeter and go and, you know, spend some time in people's rooms. It just like the dogs, it just takes the right animal to have that personality and, you know, be really tolerant.
Yeah.
So.
This is called animal-assisted therapy. And is this pretty common?
It's really common now. Yeah, it really is. There was like a video I saw the other day of like a dog that was in a building, would go to work with its owner, and there was like an assisted living thing on like another floor or hospital or something, and he would ride the elevator and go up there and just visit with everybody. It was the sweetest thing ever.
I guess, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
cut you off. So, but it's super common now. People are really starting to understand not just the emotional benefits that pets have on us, but it can actually change physically how you're feeling, lower your blood pressure. You know, if you're mentally frazzled or in turn, you know, where you're mentally calm and soothed, that has a direct effect on your actual health, you know?
Mm-hmm. Says, yeah, the article I was looking at said that interacting with animals for older people can, as you said, lower their blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
Stress reduction, lower mm-hmm. cholesterol. I don't know how that works, but, also helps with pain, lessening pain sensations.
Yeah, and you have less to focus on, and so it also redirects a lot of, you know, there's some hard stuff going on in a lot of people's lives, especially as they age, or maybe they lost their significant other mm-hmm. and they don't have a lot, mm-hmm. you know, a lot going on. It helps them so much to have a purpose, and, you know, that animal just benefits because they get spoiled like crazy. It really helps them focus on that animal and have a drive. And it also, a lot of my owners that are older, it's still, they get out, they walk, they're active, and they do these things because they have a pet that they love, and they feel like, hey, I owe it to Molly. She needs to go for her, you know, walk every day.
Uh-huh.
And so how awesome it is.
Gives them a reason to get up every day, and they've got some responsibility that they have to meet.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Kerry McCreary, veterinarian and co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. So we were talking about bringing dogs and cats, whatnot, into a nursing home, I guess. I mean, it would make sense, and it's up to the management of each facility, but it would seem to make sense for them to sort of have in-house pets there that kind of have the run of the place.
Oh, my gosh, I would love that. I want everybody to have in-house pets, though. You know, I do a ton of rescue, and I'm like, every feed shop should have several cats that our greeters then hang out, and, you know, I would love to do that in any businesses in town or whatever that would set up a program like that. I mean, we've talked about it before, like if fire station will rescue a dog, I'll cover all of their medical. Or if, you know, places in town want to adopt a shelter cat or an adult cat, I'll pay for all their medical. You know, things like that.
Great.
That way we can kind of help those animals. And then also it always helps, I mean, how are you going to be, it's just everyone's happy. When they come to the clinic and there's a cat on the counter that is going to demand love regardless of how you're feeling today, it's really hard to be in a bad mood,
yeah.
You know?
Did you say feed shop or what was the?
Anywhere, yeah. I always think about feed shops because they usually have cats around because the cats are good mousers
care,
and stuff
care of the
like
mice.
That.
Yep.
So
yeah, that's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
But there's a... I will go ahead and give them a plug. Hoover's Auto Repair here in Commerce, last time I was in there, had a cat They just, he just kind of hangs out, and you just have a very pleasant feeling when you see that.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. I mean, when I walk into my room at home and I see my cat like all curled up on the bed relaxing, it just, I just take a deep breath. It makes me tired, but it just kind of does, it just helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need everybody to be like Hoovers and call me and adopt a cat, and I'll cover all the medical
for you.
Great. Business.
Great suggestion. great offer. Almost out of time, but another thing it said in this article that about pets with elderly people can actually help lessen the effects of Alzheimer's and other dementia. So, you know, good. It helps triggering memories.
And I don't know if it's really proven this, but it almost, a pet almost acts like an anchor. You know, it just is something to anchor you to a routine every day. And it's just, I don't know, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. Well, great. This is a great conversation, and I hope you get some calls on that. We'll put the word out. Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
Always a pleasure.
Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.